WRWF-505 monitoring. KFA GMG clear.
Kilo 8 0 Alpha Golf.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Yeah, it works if you keep crunching as a dome.
Let them continue to play games. We have ways of finding them.
KEAPOM, radio check, KEAPOM. KEAPOM, radio check, KEAPOM.
KD8IWS Mobile. KD8IWS Mobile clear.
KD8 always.
KE8POM radio test. KE8POM radio test.
KE8POM, Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie Victor. You sound great.
Much thanks. KE8POM out.
Hey, how does my radio sound? W9DTV.
You sound great, definitely nines.
Thank you very much, W9DCVO.
KADYS, KBHZRB.
KBHZRB, clear. Hello, this is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie Victor. Would anybody care to make a contact this evening? Over. Good evening, this is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie Victor. See if anybody wants to make a contact this evening. Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie Victor, monitoring and listening.
KF8, AYL, monitoring.
KF8, YO something. This is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie, Victor. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just dandy here. We just had a kind of a nasty storm front move through here. And by the way, it's KF8AYO, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Yankee, Lima. And my name's Ken here, and I'm in Birch Run.
All right, I have Kilo Fox 8, Alpha, Yankee, Lima. Yeah, this is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie, Victor. You got Dan over here, and yep, I watched the storm go through, and I'm down in southwest Lansing here. And where are you located tonight? Over.
I'm in Birch Run, or Birch, kind of between the two, but there's no power here anyway. But we have a whole house generator, so we actually have power, but most people don't. We'll see how long the Birch Tower lasts without on its emergency power, because there's no power there either.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm not familiar with where the Birch Tower is. What direction is that from Lansing?
So Birch is, well, if you know where Birch Run is, I'm in actually Birch Run, but that's just north of Flint, and then Birch is about 4 or 5 miles west of Birch Run. So Birch Run's like right on the I-75 corridor, just north of Flint, about 20 miles, and then Birch is about 4 or 5 miles west of that.
Okay, well, so far as I know, I think Flint is about 50 or 60 miles from where I'm at. I'm not from here. I'm just here for work, and I brought my HT lift, and I cruised around, and I found this repeater on repeater book, and also in the, I think it's the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Association website. So I'm just trying to enjoy my hobby a little bit while I'm traveling for work. This is really an awesome little repeater system here, and I'm glad to be on it. Over.
Yeah, it's quite the extensive link network here. I think it's a WATMM system that I'm on, but it's linked in with, yeah, there's Lansing, they're all over. So Lansing, Lapeer, out in the Tom, Guilford, Mayville, going up north of Bay City and whatnot. And I think there's a few others out there that I'm not remembering.
That's pretty impressive. And I tried to use this machine last night, and I made contact with a gentleman, but it was there's a lot of static and scratch. Tonight it sounds really good. You're coming in crystal clear, like you're sitting right next to me. So, hanging out here and seeing who's out there, trying to make some friends or some contacts here. So I live way over in western Wisconsin, the far edge of Wisconsin. So I'm kind of in a new town. Don't really know what's going on here. Just trying to do my homework and trying to have some fun on my HD here. Over.
Yeah, I'm a fairly new guy too. I've only had a license for about a year, and just kind of puttering around wherever I have time to make some contacts here or there on some of these repeaters. But yeah, I actually was looking down at my radio. I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm on the VHS site, so that's not Bird. I'm on the Guilford Tower, so they have power. But there's a UHF site to this network too that is still working, but yeah, I'm not on that one right now. So.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't know all the ins and outs of the system, but I'm on the 280 machine here, and it's 6.1 miles away from my location here.
Yeah, I think you can get a view of all these link ones anyway if you go to WATMN.net and you look at their analog section, and it'll show you all the VHF, UHF, all the stuff that they got linked together. It's a great system.
Okay, did you say Whiskey Alpha Tango Mike November .net? Over.
Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November W8CMN.net.
Alright, yeah, Roger, I got you on that one. I got a Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November .net. Okay, yep, I'll take a cruise through and take a look at that. Sounds like I got about a week left here finishing up our project, and I'll be cruising on, but I like traveling around and trying out the different procedures and stuff and meeting new people and having a little bit of fun along the way.
Yeah, I hear you. I kind of wish I would have got a license a long time ago. I used to do a bunch of jobs going all over down south, Alabama and Georgia and out east and then out west, California, Nevada, and then did a whole bunch of work in Wisconsin at Oshkosh Truck and Pierce Truck there in Appleton for years. But, yeah, didn't have this then. Wasn't aware of it.
Oh, yeah, right through that. You go on, move ahead in the future, having a little HD like that, it's a great way to get in touch with the local community. And I've done a lot of work over there at Oshkosh and Appleton, Fond du Lac area. And if you ever get back there, I've had a ton of good luck on local repeaters in there. They're really active there, and if you ever get back, it's a... definitely bring your HD. There's a bunch of stuff you can try out. I've used this little radio here in Reno, Nevada, and Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a great way to get in touch with the locals.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go here. One of my neighbors is coming down the drive, and he wants some help starting up one of his generators. There's no power in this area, so might need to help my neighbor out here. But 73's for now. This is KF8AYL, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, fantastic. KF8AYL, this is W9DCV from Wisconsin. Same 73's, my friend, and I'll be listening along. Over.
KE8. TP radio check.
Hey, I missed the call sign, but this is W9DZV. Your radio was sounding pretty all right. A little bit of static on the back end, but if I've been paying attention, I would have gotten your full call sign. Over.
Thank you. That was Kilo Echo. I was checking my mobile radio because I'm on solar power right now. Because I got no area. I was just checking my radio, see if it was hitting the repeater or not. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, roger that. You're doing pretty good. Hey, could I have your call sign again? So I can put my logs over.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa K8ZTP. I'm in Flint, Michigan. Name's Patrick.
Oh, fantastic. I got a Kilo Echo 8. Zulu Tango Papa. This is Patrick over there. Yep, you sound really good in that transmission. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Well, thank you. I didn't get your call sign. All I got was Whiskey 9, but I'm going to be 7-3, and I'll just be monitoring this frequency for a little bit longer before I go to sleep.
Yep, roger, roger. Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Tango Papa. This is Whiskey 9, Delta, Charlie, Victor. You got Dan over here from Wisconsin. Casino in Lansing currently, but Alpha 73 C with run, and I'll catch you on down the road. W9DZ.
KE8AZI. Could I get a signal check, please?
KECI. Signal is strongly report and nominal.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to see if I was getting out or not. I've never been on this particular repeater before. I am currently located in Saginaw. Relocated down here. Thank you very much. And I'll be clear on that. KE8AZI. I'm clear. Monitoring.
They're coming in clear. Enemy 10 plus. This is KDACI. Monitoring.
Oscar Echo, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor.
Hey, what machine are you using? Are you using Gilfer?
It's the 280 machine. I'm not sure what the city is over.
Yeah, I've been going to keep going. If anybody was coming into their area, let's say 660.
I'm not sure what the repeater is that you referenced. I was just trying to follow up from my spoke to you yesterday, but you had a lot of static on your transmission. Try it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go jump in the vehicle and run up the hill and see how far the power is. Power's out in Baxter.
Roger that. I'll be listening along. Kilo Bravo 80 Oscar Echo. This is W9DCV. I'll be listening.
KD8OOE, KD8TAR. Mike, if you can copy, the LaPierre repeater is down. The tower came down. No copy. KD8TAR listening.
Did I make it this time, or am I making it in?
I can copy you now. Go right ahead.
I'm going to go get in the car. I'm up there in Vassar. I'm going to head up the hill here on 15 and look out over the valley and see how far the lights are out there. Where I'm at, the lights are out. I'm right... across the road from the river just north of town, back into like a, it's a road, but it's like a sub back here.
Okay, copy that. I'm, we've got power in Columbiaville, but my daughter down Grand Blanc, my daughter in Grand Blanc does not have power, so I'm on my way over there with a generator for her.
John, my buddy Scott over there in Grand Blanc already texted me and told me his is down too, so he confirmed that Grand Blanc is definitely without. All right, I'm going to be mobile here in a second, and I'll be monitoring the frequency, and that's, I got enough power and gain in that thing, so don't have to try to guess at what I'm saying. Be safe, Kevin. This is KD8OE.
All right, take care, Mike. I'll be on here for a little bit more. KD8TAR.
Mobile.
Got it, but the other half don't. I think I'm gonna turn around, head up the hill, and see if I see if they got it uptown or up above the high banks of the river up top.
Roger that. You're heading around and heading up to the high banks of the river to see if they got. Copy that.
South of the railroad tracks in Carroll, or I mean on Vassar, south of the tracks, they seem to have it on both sides of the road, but north of the tracks across 15, they only have it on the east side of town, and there's DTE trucks near the river, on the west side of the river, Cass Avenue.
All right, yeah, it sounds like they got on the west side of the river, Cass Avenue, because I heard that over.
The dividing point is the railroad track to the west of 15. Maybe there's some back there that have it. I don't know. There's a lot of generators running right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, copy. The dividing point is the railroad tracks west of 15. Got that. You got a lot of generators going over.
Mike, here on 15, east of the bridge is working. I'm going to head up the hill. The one at the west side of town is not lit up. Let's see if it's on. I'm gonna, as soon as this light changes, I'm gonna head across the river and head up the hill.
All right, sounds like 15 east of the bridge is working. 15 west of the bridge is not working. Copy?
Yeah, there's no street lights. The whole town here. The whole town west of the river is down for the count, and there's no street light, so, boy, man, it seems like they should almost have something right here in the middle. Oh, the bank generator must be on. It's lit up like Christmas.
All right, fantastic, Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. I'll be sitting here on the sidelines, and we'll have to go see what else you can find out, and I'll be on the sidelines here monitoring, over.
There's a lot of jumps in the trees laying across 15 right at the top of the hill, but there's no large pieces, thank God. Kevin was just on, said the Lapeer repeater's done. Sound like they need to stick a fork in that. They're probably generators. Oh, look at that. There's a tree down. I'm going to check this out.
K-A-E-P-L, monitoring.
That thing ripped up the root ball and everything. It's a pretty good sized tree down here. Right at the top of the hill at the chiropractor here. Oh, yep. Yeah, don't say that. We're on here. We got one of the friendliers is riding around to see if he stop 10.
KAETL monitoring.
Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, you sound fantastic.
I got a, it's not quite in tune yet, but I got a super gainer, 7900. The Chinese clone of the Japanese antenna, or wherever they make these diamond antennas, and it's close, but it isn't tuned just right. But I get a chance, I'll tune it in, and it'll be a whole lot better. But I'm only doing 20 watts, I'm up here and faster. Well, there's an awful lot of people down this stretch without power.
Oh, dang it, boy. Hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. You're sounding crystal clear now. It's sad to hear about all the people in the disaster there without power. Over.
Anybody, I want to say west of the river, anybody west of the river is pretty much done. Getting in earlier with an HD from town, so now I'm mobile, and I got a little bit more fuzz on this signal to get out, you know. I haven't got tweaked where I want it on the band, but that's coming next. I tune it in, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, those last transmissions that you had, you're crystal clear, and it sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo, this is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor.
Yeah, this repeater does an awful lot of the work, too. But having the gain to get in and enough power to do it, well, I tell you what, it is dark here. I haven't seen this town this dark in a long time.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, but so I'm down in southwest Lansing, and we get some wind, a little bit of a wintry mix that hit the windows, but it has not been that bad here, so I can only imagine what you're experiencing up there. Over.
Hopefully that was the last of it, but and I'll tell you what, it dropped in temperature too. But I'm gonna clear out of here. I'm gonna ride around a little bit, see if I can find any down lines or anything. They've got the power company working there alongside the river.
Yeah,
I'll see 7-3. He sounded good into the Lansing machine. This is KB800E.
Oh, hey, fantastic. Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo. This is Whiskey 9, Delta Charlie Victor. I'll say 7-3 is my friend. I'll be listening along, but I'll catch you on the flip side.
N8XP. N8XP.
What do you know, Scott? Keep it up there.
I have all my pickings of which repeater I was going to connect to, and I tried the 3-1, and that worked fine, so I switched over to 3-8. I think that's a little bit closer.
Yeah, probably. She went and got a receiver in Burnside, though.
Oh, yeah, so if somebody did transmit on 6-2, they'd still be hitting the other receivers. I guess that would make sense.
Roger, right.
Does the main repeater have to be up for All-Star to work? Because it doesn't seem to be working.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I didn't know if Burnside would hear me, or Mayville, if the main repeater's down. Does it depend on that for the other receivers to work?
Yeah, because the voters, the server's at the main site there, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so we'd move that to another location here in Lapeer. That would work. I got to get some sleep before I head down to Detroit. My flight out of Flint was canceled, so I got to go out of Detroit and leave at 3 o'clock instead of leaving at 5 o'clock here to Flint. So, inconvenient, and my wife's not too happy because she's got to drive me down there, but I'll be back Friday night, late night. Thanks for the help. N8XP.
Yeah, how much sleep you're going to get? If he probably leaves at 3, it's an hour there, you gotta leave the house probably by 2. You're probably supposed to be an hour there, an hour ahead of your flight, so that leaves that, you gotta leave at 1. You need 2 hours sleep. Good luck. And we'll get her taken care of. Keep it up, Stavir.
Well, the good thing is we leave at 3. I board at 5:30, so it should give me enough time to get down there and be ready to go. Take care. N8XP.
KF8AYL monitoring.
KF8DPL mobile.
KF8DPL, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8AYL.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just out and about for a little bit.
Yeah, a pretty nasty storm blew through here earlier today. We're out of power still. I mean, we have a whole house generator here, so we're not out of power, but the area is out of power here. I'm in Birch Run.
Understood. Do you know if the if there is any tornadoes, either spotted or potential tornadoes in Genesee County?
I heard of tornadoes in Shiawassee and Perry, I think one was, and then somebody said North Shiawassee County, and then another one came up in Owosso. It was heading right for us, and then we got weather alerts right about that time saying, tornado warning, take cover. So, but we didn't see any here, but I heard Perry and Owosso, I think, for sure, somewhere around those two areas were some sightings.
Understood. Just kind of got something in my head and just trying to figure it out. Really powerful winds earlier, and I wasn't sure what it was. So I don't know still. So KAEPL.
Yeah, somebody said earlier on here the Lapeer tower on this VHF network is actually like the. They said the tower was actually down. So I don't know if that's true or not, but who knows, man. That was the Lapeer one, I guess.
I actually can confirm that. I've actually seen pictures from a Lapeer member, and top of the tower is on the ground.
pretty much anyway. But tower is down.
Wow. Well, that's unfortunate. Must have been some pretty stiff winds moving through that area. Holy cow.
Yeah, it pretty much folded in half is kind of what it looks like on the picture. But yeah, the repeater is down completely. Not just offline down, but the tower came down too.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's how the previous person had worded it. They didn't say the repeater is out, they said the tower is down.
Actually, I want to see it for myself real quick, so I'm taking a drive out there, but yeah, I saw pictures, and yeah, it's not good. Anyway, KAETL.
Well, I'm just listening to my generator hum away there. I had a bit of a stressful repair earlier tonight. It was running along fine, and then all of a sudden the voltage dropped from 240 to, like, 205. And I've seen this before, and I'm like, I know what just happened. You know, the lights kind of dim in the house, what incandescent lights that we have left. I'm like, yeah, one of those two taps in there just crapped out. I got spares, but I'm like, man, I'm going to have to go out there. It's raining, it's dark. I'm going to shut this thing down. Everything's going to be hot in there, and I got to replace this stuff. But I got it done. We're back to 240 volts.
Well, that's good. Sorry that you had that issue, but I'm glad that you were able to get it repaired. I'm just going out for curiosity's sake. Not going to touch anything or anything like that, just curiosity. But, I live in the, close to Otisville, and we've got no power there, too, so I don't know. It's definitely a mess, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I didn't look at the DTE map, which I think, I'm not sure where their lines are, but I think it's somewhere over there. But the consumer's power outage map looks like a giant mess. pretty much everything south of kind of like the middle of the state is just got giant blotches everywhere. I think it's one of their, we need to call in people from other states to help us, that kind of power fix thing.
Yeah, we have consumers where we are at in Genesee County, so as far as I know, all of Genesee County has Consumers Energy. So Otisville is in Genesee County, right on M-15, north of Davison. But we got no power.
Well, I guess Birch Run Town proper, I'm in Birch Run here, but I'm like three, 4 miles west of town. And much closer to Birch. So Birch's out. I'm out. Birch Run, the town itself, has power, but I think they're kind of isolated with their power.
Well, that's the magic of the power grid, I'll tell you that. You know, I go one block one way where I live, and power's there, so it's a confusing thing. I don't know anything about electrical or power lines or how any of that works, the power distribution system, but definitely a mess.
Yeah, that seemed to be an oddball storm. I was actually outside, and I had my AC on me, and it started lighting up with the no alerts, and then the Skywarn people started coming on various channels, and it was like all of a sudden, it was like extreme stuff, like take cover, and there were tornadoes, like, I was literally, it was sunny and zero wind. And they're saying
this tornado is in Owasso, and I'm like, that's only a few miles west of here. Like, maybe I better get inside. This stuff's coming. And it came, but it was not. There was no like ramp up. It was just like zero wind, and then all of a sudden it was 60, 70 mile an hour whipping wind. And yeah, I don't think the power lines like that too much.
I totally agree. For sure. Here's DPL Mobile for ID.
Alright, well, I'm going to go in here. I have a meeting with some of my Japanese friends. It's their time of day, so that's the job. The internet's still working, so I guess I have to take it. But good chatting with you. And we'll catch you another day. KF8KYL, clear on your mind.
All right, 73, buddy, and I'll talk to you later. K8 GPL Mobile Monitoring.